Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person, place, or event.
This week we've decided to analyze the birth chart of Philip Seymour Hoffman, one of the greatest actors of his generation. He was found dead in his New York apartment last weekend. He apparently died from a drug overdose. Mr. Hoffman was 46 years old.
Much to our surprise, we could not find a published birth time for him, but we do have July 23rd, 1967 in Fairport, New York. But without a birth time, we must try our hand at a rectification based on what is known about his life.
Any chart drawn up for him will have to be able to confirm a few major themes which are now thoroughly known. He was a sublimely talented actor who worked very hard at his craft, demonstrating a great deal of discipline.
Tragically, we know that he had a powerful addiction to drugs and alcohol, which started early in his life, and it was something that he had to battle for 20 years before having a relapse recently, which led to his sad demise.
Outside of the tons of info on his excellent career, for which he achieved great fame, there's not a lot of other easily available facts about his life. But as we will show, this chart does appear to fit him remarkably well.
We have decided upon a birth time of around 11 p.m., which gives him a Pisces rising chart. This is a very sensitive sign, and people born under its influence are prone to taking substances to alter how they feel. I've adjusted his birth time further to 10:55 p.m., which puts the lunar sign Purva Bhadra on the ascendant. Purva Bhadra is known to be deeply psychological, with a tendency to the dark side, and is even associated with the dark side of the entertainment business. Mr. Hoffman was a character actor. His roles always emphasized the inner tortured workings of the soul.
Saturn in the first house gave him a lot of power for hard work and discipline in the practice of his craft as an actor, but also indicates a tendency towards depression and perhaps some low self-esteem or doubts about oneself.
No doubt, Saturn is a heavyweight among planets and does not embody any light-hearted attributes. Now add the fact that his Saturn rules the 12th house of isolation, where his Aquarius moon resides. This is a setup indicating strong psychological currents which, on the one hand, would contribute to the ability to empathize with the characters that he played, but on the other hand would create difficulties in his own personal inner landscape.
It is often the case that having your moon, the emotional mind, in the 12th house of the subconscious, even if it makes you compassionate toward the suffering of others, it's still problematic for mental health. And for Mr. Hoffman, this happens in Aquarius, an idiosyncratic sign to be sure.
So we have some confirmation of his sensitive but troubled soul. And now let's ferret out what made him such an enormously talented actor. It's hard to think of a film where he did not make an impression.
Right away, you see how Jupiter, ruler of Pisces, and therefore representing the first house of self, is placed in his fifth house of creativity and entertainment, where it is exalted.
And combined with the sun, which itself is a karaka, or indicator of one's career.
Yes, and notice how his exalted lord of the first, Jupiter, is sending a trinal aspect back onto the first house, and thus boosting the significations of the first house of self and appearances. Not a bad factor to add to the mix, especially for the movie biz.
And then let's look at his Venus, since it is the planet of arts and artists, as well as entertainment and entertainers.
Well, Ron, I have to say it looks wacky powerful in this chart. How do we sort this one out? Venus is a benefic planet, but it rules two difficult houses, the third and the eighth, for Pisces rising. So it is a functional malefic, and his Venus is placed in the problematic sixth house conjunct Pluto and Uranus. That's a lot of juice in the sixth house of debts, disease, struggle, enemies, and service. What's going on here, Ron?
Well, look at it this way, David. Venus, as the lord of the third, represents skills, efforts, and desires, and as the lord of the eighth house, it represents transformations. And we can't forget the Vedic principle that when the lord of an evil house resides in an evil house, it creates a Viprit Raj Yoga, a reverse yoga, which brings success in life. Also, the sixth is the house of the job, and since Venus is the entertainment business, this again appears to confirm this chart as correct, and notice that Venus is placed in the nakshatra Purva Falguni, a lunar sign which is directly connected with the performing arts.
Well, that certainly helps make that a bit clearer. He has a very well-placed Mercury, the planet of the intellect and communication, in its own sign in the fourth house of deep-seated feelings.
Yeah, well, this gave him great skill in expressing emotional power for those characters that he played.
He was a great chameleon, a consummate actor, and he will be greatly missed.
But at this point, we must address his ferocious drug problem, no trivial matter, since the manner of his death is clearly drug-related.
Oh yes, obsessive, compulsive Rahu, a shadow planet closely related to drugs and toxins, cravings and consumption, also known as the mouth of the dragon, is in Mr. Hoffman's second house of the mouth. So this really indicates for problems around taking in poisons and addiction, very, very Rahuian.
Yes, Rahu in the second house is a significator of taking bad things into the mouth, like alcohol, and being obsessive about it.
Equally ominous and right across the way from Rahu, he has a vicious combo of Mars deeply conjunct K2 in the evil eighth house of clandestine activities and things you shouldn't do. K2 represents the unseen world, other dimensions, with Mars the significator of actions. It becomes a very powerful adjunct, impelling the Pisces person to seek escape from reality.
And then add in Neptune, the planet of utopia and delusion, in the eighth house as well. So this three-planet combination now becomes the Achilles heel of an otherwise auspicious chart.
Getting back to Rahu, let's not forget that Rahu is also the significator of transformation. In his second house of speech, so even though it gave him cravings for damaging consumptive habits, it also is what made him so versatile in his diction. He could morph his voice to fit any dialogue requirement, as in his Oscar-winning performance in Capote.
Okay, so now let's look at what the predictive analysis tells us and how astrological factors contributed to his death. If we are right about the birth time, he had just gone into the Mars sub-period of his Saturn major period.
Saturn major period activates both his 11th house of gains and rewards as well as his 12th house of endings.
And Mars activates that really nasty combination in his 8th house, which is the house of longevity and mode of death, as well as things you shouldn't do, and the 8th house's accidents.
And let's not forget that Mars, as the sub-period lord, is the ruler of the second house, which is a Marika house, in other words, signifying the timing of death.
Note that having natal Mars, conjunct with Ketu, brings in the past actions. He had recently relapsed into drug and alcohol abuse, when he had previously been clean and sober for over 20 years.
Poor Mr. Hoffman was under quite a difficult transit as well, which could not have been helpful. Saturn and Rahu have been in his 8th house for all of last year and were certainly there during his relapse. Saturn is always a heavily karmic planet, and for him it got an extra emphasis due to being the major period ruler at this time of his life. Furthermore, Saturn activates his 12th house of endings, the energy of which manifests through his first house of body and self.
Yes, and then we have the sub-period ruler Mars owning the second house, indicating a coming death, as well as activating natal Rahu, which is a signifier of accidents. And by all accounts, this was an accidental death.
On top of that, Rahu, by transit, was in his eighth house. So we have the indicator of accidents transiting his eighth house of the mode of death and contacting his natal K2 and Mars combination, which itself is lit up by the Mars sub-period.
Good point, David. For Vedic astrologers to come to some kind of a conclusion about any aspect of a person's life, we are required to confirm things on multiple levels.
For Philip Seymour Hoffman, we can see addictive tendencies in the natal chart in sensitive areas. Then we see transits, which pressured him, tested him in these regions. And finally, his planetary period lit up the karma to be delivered.
A sad ending for a major talent who everyone was surely looking forward to seeing more of.
Certainly he was one of my favorite actors.